This is Degaris Masculus MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW. Written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 771, part 2, entitled Reversing Feminist Gender Political Dominance. Carrying straight on. Masculists already have a hatred of monoconscious feminists for their hypocrisy and geocide. As MGTOW ideas spread through the culture, so will female misery and loneliness, so that anti-feminism, brackets, strictly speaking, anti-monoconscious feminism, close brackets, will become stronger and stronger to the point that a tipping point will be reached, in which masculist ideas have more power and influence on society than feminist ideas. That is, the dominance of the feminists in gender politics will be reversed, which is the title of this flyer. The second major force causing this reversal, I see, coming from the politicians, who are thinking longer term and on a much broader scale than the individual woman who can't get a man to have a relationship with her or give her his sperm. Politicians are supposed to take care of whole populations, especially when there is a threat to their population's very survival. For example, why do governments have militaries? Answer. To defend a country against invasion by a foreign power, that is, to prevent its citizens from being killed by the invaders. I believe it's only a question of time before politicians become influenced by the masculist argument that monoconscious feminists are indirect geociders who have so poisoned young women's minds that young men find them undateable. So ignore them to death, thus crashing the birth rate, and longer term, wiping out whole populations, that is, geocide. As most politicians absorb this idea, they will turn harshly against feminism, monoconscious feminism, and react against it. As a result, they will push the mainstream media to promote masculist thinking in the newspapers, on the internet, in the universities, in books, magazines, etc. They will actively promote masculist thinking so that most people become as familiar with masculist ideas as they are today with feminist ideas, which have dominated gender politics for the past six decades. As masculist ideas spread, public opinion will force politicians to set up GECs, GECs, gender equality committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is far from being the case today in today's gynocentric society, gender politically speaking. Once the GECs are well established, nearly everyone will be as well informed of masculist ideas as they are today of feminist ideas. Masculists, that is, bi-conscious masculists, don't deny that men oppress women. Men obviously do. One only has to read feminist books to see how. Once masculist ideas are as well known as feminist ideas, there will be a library of masculist books that explain how women oppress men and how much worse, so that most people will see monoconscious feminists who trash men publicly as utter hypocrites and will scream at them for their hypocrisy. I'm betting with myself that within a decade, the tide will have turned on monoconscious feminism. By then, it'll be psychologically dangerous for a woman to express publicly that she is a monoconscious feminist through fear of having her fucking head bitten off by both sexes. The masculists will chew her out for her hypocrisy and misandry, and the female masculists and millions of women for her contribution towards these women's growing manlessness and babylessness. Once masculist ideas are well entrenched amongst the politicians, They all come to see monoconscious feminism as an existential threat to the survival of their populations and will take measures to exterminate it by actively pushing Masker's ideas so that monoconscious feminism dies out by forcing the conversion of monoconscious feminists to biconscious feminists. The male Masker's politicians in the GECs will push for the men fairing of the gender laws, the reform of the divorce courts, the fipping of women, the creation of a fip society, the legislation of the para, that's paternity rejection right, to give men the same right that women have with their mara, as well as the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births, to block women's horrible gender crime of paternity fraud. The female feminist politicians in these GECs will be made bi-conscious by the male Masker's politicians, who will not tolerate any monoconscious feminist attitudes of these women and will educate them forcefully into Masker's ideas so that in time the GECs will be solidly bi-conscious, who will then together aim to wipe out monoconscious feminism in society by spreading Masker's ideas. Once the GECs become thoroughly convinced that monoconscious feminism is geocidal, their effort and energy expended to wipe it out will increase dramatically. I believe that within a decade, this will be the case. That is, that the GECs will actively, explicitly, energetically aim to exterminate monoconscious thinking, so that everyone becomes bi-conscious, implying that today's monoconscious feminist dominance over gender politics will be reversed. For a time, the gender political pendulum will probably swing too far towards the masculine side, the way it has already done towards the feminist side over the past few decades. Once gender-based discriminations against either sex have been eliminated across the board, then society can forget about gender politics, but that day is far away. If you're a masculist, you'll be conscious that masculist gender politics, with emphasis on the word politics, has barely started. The politicians today have barely even heard the word masculist, let alone be strongly influenced by masculist ideas. Today's politicians are strictly monoconscious, who have been powerfully brainwashed by monoconscious feminists that gender oppression is a one-way street. So legislate laws that are favourable to women, that are often harmful to men. For example, the butchery of fathers in the divorce courts. Politicians have yet to be educated by masculists, by conscious masculists, that gender oppression is a two-way street, that monoconscious feminists are indirect geociders, whose monoconscious feminist ideology is geocidal, wiping out whole populations, and hence need to be seen as a cancer to be eradicated. Personally, I see the reversal of feminist gender political dominance as inevitable. It must happen, or we wipe ourselves out. How long will this whole process take? I'm guessing about a decade. Fingers crossed. It might even be 5 years from now. Who knows? Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Masker's tab for 770 plus Masker's essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Masker's segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have over 1,000 maskers videos in 16 playlists on YouTube. that can be accessed by searching for the channel name Dagaris Maskus Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskus videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name Dagaris Maskus Videos. That is four words. Ad libbing now. I think I've got the MO, that's modus operandi, the method to get decent sound and high quality 4D resolution with the image. So I think I'll just stick with what I've now got. So till next time. Ciao.